You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for X Factor. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest X Factor news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for X Factor.
What up, y'all? Hey, it's Kat Bayless, and we are here with X Factor edition of AfterBuzz TV. It is Michael J. Knight. ABC. Y'all, episode 19, and what a show it was. We've got Marcy, we've got JC, we've got Ronnie, Jesse's in the booth, and Phil is hiding somewhere behind the window. Okay, anyway, y'all, I was trying to give my Michael Jackson impersonation. Anyway, it
Where was...
That's what that was?
Gotcha. Marcy, give me some love. I know I'm not saying. As white as Michael Jackson, but, you know.
Well.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
Whoa.
Yeah. I was trying to make a joke. It didn't work.
We just moved on. We were moving on with
I know.
You.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It can't help me. Nuggets of gold, Cat. Come on.
First of all...
Great hour and a half show, yes.
First of all, I think that... Okay, it was the biggest high five we've given all season.
Yay!
Is that a bad sign what? That we have not clapped and got as loud ever for any performance, but when they said hour and a half show, we were like, yes!
Speak for yourself. I was sad because I have no life. So basically,
like
2 hours.
I've seen like 2 hours of Sing Off like an entire season and a finale, and then they're going on to do a Christmas special and probably a New Year special. So I was just kind of like, oh, this is just a nice, simple show.
It was amazing, and it was one song per person. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's all fantastic. We need. That's all we want to see.
And we didn't go on and on with Michael Jackson package type stuff. Whoa, what's happening?
What?
Ooh.
What?
People.
Get it, girl.
What do they want? I think the crowd wants you to moonwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Break
it,
girl.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Get it.
Come on. Moolah.
And dropping it like it's hot at the end.
Mm-hmm. To move on?
No, moonwalk.
Wow. I'm not illiterate, but my
parents
are.
Where are you at?
I'm like, I'm just going to put my mug down.
Where are you right now?
Wow. Thank you and good night.
Oh, yeah. She's got to.
Oh, really?
Go for it. You have got to.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the north stage, we've got Kat.
Is this Jesse's idea? Uh-huh. Wait.
She's just the kind of girl that says, hey, y'all.
Oh, let's do it.
She originated...
I'll break it down with you, Kat. Let's do it.
Originated at the After Buzz.
You want to go? You want to go?
As a Glee host, and now she is...
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Wait. That's a whole lot of moonwalking.
Well, Marcy, hey, please. I'm having a moment here.
Yeah, don't disrupt her. Let her do her.
In my country, I'd marry you for a month.
Oh, she's bringing the goods.
She's doing fingers now.
Bringing the goods. Hashtag bringing it.
At least we're on topic for X Factor. That's great.
Oh, see, this is the time where the iTunes listeners need to switch over and go to our YouTube page or Ustream.
Okay, that's it. You know, I'm not wearing.
There you go, Catty. There's the cat girl. There she is.
Oh, okay, for all the viewers, it's not fair because I cannot hear the music, so I'm like trying to keep that rhythm in my head.
You did well. You were
I
good.
Did? Was I on the rhythm?
When you were doing the stripper thing, that was totally working.
Okay.
Yeah. Rhythm or not, you were doing well, so there you go. Stick with that.
Oh, y'all should have been here for American Idol last season. I danced every single show.
Wow.
They missed me dancing.
I wonder if AfterBuzz can do like an AfterBuzz for the cat show, like your own cat show. There
we go.
Cat dance.
Just stay tuned for the next couple of weeks.
Let's call the tease.
It might be coming. So... Can we jump right in?
I would say right about now would be the time.
All
yes,
right.
Josh Krajicek, number one. Yes.
Josh Krajicek is number one, but can we please like talk about who came to this show tonight?
Mm-hmm.
The familia.
Yeah.
Of the Jacksons.
Of the
Jacksons.
The familia.
Including the kids.
Can we all do the reaction to every song? For the kids.
Oh,
ready?
The kids?
Ready?
Oh, the
everybody?
Kids.
Okay,
ready?
Ready?
Your kid number one. Kid number two. And kid number three. It was like,
oh, wait, now we clap.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. I don't understand, y'all. I mean,
they are void of emotion.
Well, I know.
Mean, and it's weird. They got the cameras right in their face, just like pushing them, like pushing them to do, like, do something, do something, do something.
Yeah, but they're used to it, man.
No, they're not used to it. They're over
Clearly,
it.
They're not used to it.
They're like, please stop exploiting our lives, you know?
My heart breaks.
Catherine was a little different. She was probably the most emotional because, I mean.
She was just happy to be out the house.
Yeah.
Away from Joe from the
other. Yeah. And all the brothers were up there too, soft spoken, just like Michael. So that was kind of.
She's like, this is my favorite show.
Okay, so, but what's the deal? Okay, I know that it was the NJ episode, but it's kind of weird with the Conrad Murray thing going on.
It was extremely weird. Well,
now, I want to know, like, from people that create the X Factor, was this something that just happened now because of the timing, or was it
coinkadinky? Yeah, probably not.
Nothing that happens on TV is a coincidence.
Well, I know that. True. That's why I'm saying that. That's kind of
because you know what? Because you know what? They would have.
They're gonna be like,
well, wait, okay. I won't go ahead and jump and say this. I was gonna say, oh yeah, they would have done this earlier in the season, but they really couldn't have because not everyone can sing a Michael Jackson song.
Oh, please.
You think so?
Michael,
No, Marcy, you're Marcy, I know you love Michael Jackson, but some of these people did a horrible job.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people can sing Michael Jackson.
Of course they can.
Because, you know, he's just.
Well, at any rate, they did
it.
Yeah, they did it now.
Great pop song, almost anybody can sing, you know?
It was definitely weird. You see Conrad Murray stuff, and then you see.
Totally weird.
It's like, to me, it's like, let Michael Jackson more rest in peace. They should have done this later.
Yeah, it was like, hey, kids, guess what? So the guy that got convicted for killing your dad is now going to jail, but guess what? We're going to X Factor.
Who was the brother that was in the red jacket in the like sweatshirt? He was the one that was like,
oh,
was
Marlon?
Oh, was like, Jermaine or something.
No, that wasn't
Jermaine.
Was Marlon.
Whoever, he was hamming it up.
There's a Marlon Jackson?
And then there's one in his sunglasses.
Yeah.
There's a Miguel
younger,
Jackson.
Actually.
Yeah, there's all kinds.
Anyway, I think this is the first time I saw them like come together, and I've never seen them like.
Oh, they come together all the time.
No, I know.
I saw three of the Jackson brothers at the Janet Jackson number one shows this past summer.
That's when my phone got smashed, by the way.
You were there with me?
By the Virgo?
That was the night.
We were there?
Yeah.
Oh, we were there
and
in
my
spirit.
Phone got
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, Virgo.
Bye, Virgo. Bye, Virgo. Like you.
Inside joke, guys.
It's all good. We're good ass people.
Well, talking about good ass people. I'm just kidding. Wow. No, you are amazing, Ronnie.
Nice
I love
segue.
You. No, nice segue. I know, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming we're going to talk about Josh Krajicek at
who's
some
that? Who's that?
We
what are.
You
talk-
seven,
are
eight
we
minutes
talking
in.
About X Factor?
No, we're talking about X Factor right now. We're jumping in. Number one, there's seven people tonight, y'all. Top seven. We're going to knock out two, and I think I know who the two are. But I'm always wrong because the show surprises all of us. By the way, if you did not watch last week, the
Lakota Rain.
I was going to say
what is
that.
In that drink over there?
Lakota Rain.
No, I said I always like to call them the wrong name.
Oh, okay. Dakota. That's your thing.
Because I like to call them Dakota and they're Lakota. Anyway, they're gone. And then we got rid of Leroy Bell.
Last week, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, anyway, I love to say everybody's name wrong because
it's
just
fun. Yeah.
They come from different parts of the country and I come from the South.
So do you call like Simon Simon or something? Like
Oh, Simon. He probably liked that. So Josh Krajicek, he played the guitar and he had girls in their
underwear.
Oh, no, you said it best. You said in their the day after.
Yes.
Yeah, wardrobe.
The walk of shame.
Walk of shame is what you said?
Walk of shame morning after.
The walk of shame morning after.
They were, and they looked fabulous, and they were hot. But I don't think that this portrayed who he is. In my opinion,
well, I liked it.
It was his biggest challenge in the opening package. He talks about it being very, very difficult for him to do.
I like the style on him, personally.
You were probably the favorite. Yeah, you out of all of us, you liked him probably the most.
I just thought it was serviceable. Yeah. It was like he did what he could because he's got the fan base. He's got a strong. You know, he's great. And this is the one week that it would have been tricky for him. And I think he pulled it off.
What song did he do again?
Dirty Diana.
Which JC called or stalked the website or something.
Listeners, viewers.
I'm psychic, right?
JC called a lot of the songs.
It was a little freaky.
I would venture to say out of this group of AfterBuzz X Factor people, you have spent the most, I mean, countless hours on scouring the internet.
I just said it was freaky. I'm like, I was
That is the nicest way to call me a loser, Ronnie, and I love you for it. Thanks, man.
No, it was a cool performance. I liked the end better than the beginning. He won me over at the end, but he did seem uncomfortable, and we've never seen him nervous at all, and this time we did. So
I like the fact that he played the guitar and he showed, you know, like performer.
And his
Whatever,
hair was
Marcy,
so pretty.
He's a big crush on him.
Not at all. Do you see his face?
Marcy didn't like the time.
I have seen his face.
She didn't like the time where
is that the prettiest
his belly
face
was on
about.
The belt.
That one.
He's a distinguished man. There you go.
Okay.
But I think he's a great performer.
You know, he's the only one who's over 30 that's still in the competition, so that's kind of an interesting thing.
You gotta give him credit.
But his performance wasn't that strong, and when you're down to 7 people and 2 are getting cut, he might be someone that's on the bubble, which is kind of interesting, because he's always been so solid, you
this
know?
Could be like the only week that I think he could be in trouble, unless they pick like R. Kelly week next week or something.
The jazz week will be next week.
I think it's very unfortunate for him tonight, because I don't think that he would have ever picked a Michael Jackson song. I mean, that's just not him.
I think that was a poor choice of
songs.
What would you have picked? What do you think?
For him?
Yeah.
I would have definitely have done the Billie Jean, because a lot of rock artists have done that before.
I agree with you.
It's an easy for them to cover.
Yeah.
Even
well, it's Simon's show. It's not Nicole's show.
Yeah. Well,
no, she's making it her show though. She's really.
I just want to say, like, Nicole, so beautiful tonight.
Yeah.
Like, that was my best compliment that I think I've given her all season.
But and you agreed with her a couple times.
And I agreed.
Maybe
with her,
the better looking
once. Just once.
Just one time?
Actually, thought her outfit looked... Did you guys watch the Victoria's Secret thing last night?
A little bit,
she was on there?
No, but it reminded me of what Alessandra Ambrosio walked out with. The same, like, the gold and the metallic.
Yeah.
You know their names?
I know.
You're on it.
Dude, I'm a pop culture nerd. Come on, you know that?
Is Marissa Miller still in that?
She was
always the baddest.
Took this year off.
Oh wait, no, but I want to say one thing. I'm not cutting you off.
No, please.
But I do want to say one thing about Simon and what he said about Nicole. Do y'all remember what he said? He said, you know, this is just like you to pick this song and to overproduce him. Like you would do it.
That's true, because it was like a bunch of little pussycat dolls all around him.
Exactly. And then she came back and said, "Oh, really? Because I don't play it safe," kind of thing. You know what I mean? And so
she doesn't play it at all. She's
like, I like to take a risk and whatever.
Yeah.
Take a risk on Nicole. But she took a risk. Actually, she took a risk and she went like undercover. Like, she actually didn't do her like full on glam. Like, on the rehearsal days.
Did you see?
I was like, no, it was so bad of me. But she always looks fantastic.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Right.
Gorgeous. But I looked at Jason and I was like, oh my God.
She's normal like everybody else.
She's normal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. She looks a little tired.
I didn't say bad. I said she looks tired.
Tired.
Moving on to Ashtray. He ain't tired because he's in the running again.
I thought she said Ashtray.
Ashtray.
she says it now she wants to. She gives them their own name.
I'm going to put a little asterisk by Astro.
On Astro.
The astronauts.
I put in my notes, I love because... He sang Black or White, which you called again, JC.
You didn't know that? You just kind of guessed it?
Well,
we did talk about it because there is a rap influence in that song, so that works. Right off the bat, he uses words like not racist. He used the word judging. I instantly thought, you know, because he's young and, you know, the Twitter generation, I was like, I'm dying to see how many views this particular video is going to get on YouTube, because that's exactly what he performed it for.
Mm-hmm.
The set was really cool. At this point, early on, it was one of the better performances, but people did outdo him, I must say. But for the message and everything, very, very cool.
I feel like he's like a young Jay-Z.
Yeah. I totally get that vibe.
Or a young... Kanye.
I've always said
he's controversial. Kanye-Z. He's an ass already, and like you have to love him because he's so talented.
He behaved this week though. He was wearing Sony headphones. He wasn't wearing the Beats.
I think he's been behaving. I think he goes.
I didn't
through...
want to like him again, and I have to because he's talented. And even though like that whole fit thing, I was done.
But what's our disconnect? Because we all like him. Every week we were always glowing about him. But America put him in the bottom too. Just I think was it 2 weeks ago.
I keep telling y'all. Look at who's voting. If you look
at
the voting demographic, it is not
middle
for
America is not loving
a little
it.
Black hoodie white boy.
But
black
who
boy
uses Twitter?
That's a different thing. That's going to get him big views on all the
you vote
you know,
by Twitter.
Child, the audience that
I'm
is voting
I'm gonna go
are
with,
young girls.
Yeah, but I'm still going with Marcy
people.
Because
no
you, it's an American show, and you've got to recognize that. And
he's
that's
not
why
gonna
that's
win.
Why that's why I mean the Stereo Hogs. We knew as good as they were, they did have a big shot at not
they
going far.
They had no shot on this competition.
Yeah, I said it. Yeah, so
no. Hello, After Buzzers. We called it. No group was gonna stay. Hello, Paula, and all your choreography. I love you. You know, What?
And how great is it that Paula's still on the show? We didn't know for sure, but yeah, she has no groups and she's still on the show. No,
Simon even called her out on that. He's like, yeah.
Which is kind of crappy because.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
He called. I forgot who it was. Who
last
was,
week?
Wait.
No, it was this week.
She made a comment. He disagreed
on Drew. He snapped on her on Drew.
Because of the lack of choreography. And
yeah.
He said,
and he goes, well, for all that choreography you had with your groups,
But I still think no one liked the groups anyway. So it's not really Paula's fault so much, you know what I mean?
Like I said before, no one came to this competition to be in a group. Like, well, I guess, okay, some of them did, but the Lakota Rae, no. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that big, huge group.
That was a joke.
Glee group.
Intensity.
Yeah,
yes.
Intensity.
Now, but like with Astro, would you guys, okay, we all loved it, but the judges, like Nicole didn't like it.
She said, I don't know if this was my favorite performance. And that was a shock to me.
That was one of my favorite performances.
Yeah.
He was solid. He was really solid.
And the choreography and the costumes.
The color.
And he worked the stage.
Dude, that whole production was beautiful.
And why do you think you said you don't like him personality? I feel like every week.
Because he's a little ass.
I'm not seeing it anymore. Really?
So like by the time he's 20?
No, I get you.
Can you imagine?
Number one hater of an arrogant person.
Jesus Christ.
Now, Marcy, I want to ask you a question because I'm kind of siding with you on this. The fit, because I didn't actually see that episode. He had a fit on stage?
He had a fit on stage twice.
So what did he say, though?
The first time he came out and he had to perform, before he even performed, he said, you know what? I don't even want to perform for y'all.
Yes. Yeah.
And then what was the second one?
And then the second fit he threw was they were trying to pick who to send home, him or Stacey Francis.
It was Stacey, yeah.
And he was like, you know what? I don't want to perform for people that don't want to vote for me.
That don't want me here.
But then he was
so wait, no, because look, because I didn't even know that. There's a third one out there that I watched, and I was like, oh, I wanted to tell you guys, but I didn't know if that was the same fit that you guys had been talking about. He went on to say, and this was like a recorded video that he did, he went on to say that he feels the producers were doing this to sabotage him, to use his name, because they know how great and amazing he is, that they have to use him to put him in the bottom two to build up hype for their show.
Now, I didn't even see that.
Where did you? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I'm
this
always
is a Kanye
on, like,
in the making. Yes. He's just going to be awful by the time, like, you and, know, he's just going
to
be awful.
Okay, yes, but he also came back and put
he
on a straight
face. He never said sorry.
But he has to, because think about it. Like, that's what we're seeing from him, and he's that young. It's like, who's raising you? You know, his mother had to be like, you man, making me look wrong right now. Like, get back out there,
he
be positive.
He didn't say sorry at all.
When he was about to be booted off.
In his next performance the next week, he did kind of talk about it.
He tried to say sorry. It was a sad
I guess the only, really, I'm sorry
by singing Black or White. You're saying I'm
sorry,
world.
No, it wasn't.
He was like, basically, I'm sorry you guys didn't vote for me.
Look, he's 14, and okay, the attitude and what he copped and whatnot, he got so angry, but at the end he was crying. And that showed that he was just a little boy,
he
right?
He was
there.
A brat. That's what that's showing. He was a complete brat.
An insecure,
brat.
You know, little
well, then
boy
I'm just, then I'm just, then I'm just hoping for him because I see.
Brat. He was a brat. I'm not saying.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
a
those
fan
actions are terrible. No, those actions are terrible. I get you.
What blows me away is he's a brat and he's not even wealthy. Like the kid, comes from nothing. He's like, I'm a shit.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, hello, y'all.
But
going to
what JC was saying, do you think you guys? I mean, he's a 14-year-old. He said some bad things, and I hated what he did, but. There was
How
if you saw
14 year olds on that show, at least two that
I know
have never.
I'm just talking about like
things.
The
I don't care.
I'm talking about the post mistake. He made the mistake, and then we saw in the package the next week about how he was crying, and then we saw how he didn't want to go to Twitter anymore because he felt like, wow, I really messed up. Like,
he was a brat. Are you kidding me?
No, no,
you know how many people want this opportunity?
You keep going to the action.
But even to the Twitter comment, Ronnie, in the interview that I saw, he said, I have the most Twitter followers over everybody. All those people are voting for me. This is the judges going
to
vote.
Sounds like a kid to me. Sounds like a teenager to me, man.
But I'm saying this
no,
is
no. I mean, it's
we're
not.
Not
yeah,
Toys R Us, and you didn't get your toy. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me just.
No, it's not like I didn't see that from day one. Even in the earlier AfterBuzz shows, I was like number one, saying he's an arrogant, arrogant
jerk.
You can
be arrogant. That's cool.
I'm just hoping
whatever.
That maybe he could grow. I'm putting the hope out there.
Okay, brat. Yes, but let's go back to the fact that he is 14 years old and he doesn't. He's never been through. I mean, these people are older. They know how to to manage this. He's just like. Well, God, nobody likes me. I don't want people to come.
Drew got rattled as well.
Feet. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. You can't. He's got to own it, and you know
he didn't. And that was my problem. He didn't own it.
Okay, here's the thing. It's a growing pain on national TV. Let's see if he learns from that.
Ooh, I like that.
Because Drew went through it as well.
Here's a question for you, Marcy. Do you already put the shield on for the rest of the season? Or can somebody get past that? That's my question to you.
Did you just hear what I said about this one?
But I want to know.
R-A-T. All right? Enough of that.
As much as I can't stand what he did, he is talented beyond his years. And I am a fan. Regardless. However, he's still a brat. He's never going to live that down for me. Period.
There you go. Okay.
Now, and no matter what, he will have a career. It does not matter.
Oh, completely. He's a little Kanye. Yeah. Kanye is an ass and does retarded things.
Yep.
Yeah.
All
and
the time.
I love his music.
Impulsively. But he is brilliant.
He is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Paula, did you notice when they were giving their critiques, Paula almost made up a word. It was influational.
What the heck?
No way, not that kind of
shit. I've used that before.
Influational?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Jake.
Because she's just so, oh my God, you're so good. But I don't know. Okay, but Astro, is he safe next week?
Yes.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine now. He's fine. He made up. He said he batted his little puppy dog ass. I'm sorry, Merle.
He doesn't have puppy dog eyes.
I don't care if you're black or white. And then now everything's fine.
You know how we said that the kids had no... Oh, sorry.
Oh, the Crayola box. My favorite thing in the song. I mean, I wish I could hear it again, but we're moving on to Drew.
Okay.
So I love what Simon said. And representing Arizona, no gimmicks. It's Drew,
and
right?
I'm going to do the same thing, Drew.
I'm going to do the same thing, Drew. I'm going to sit in a chair, and I'm going to sing Billie Jean, slow version, and here's me and Marcy going, please, straddle the chair. Open up your legs, girl.
Stroke the floor and bend back.
Do a Miley Cyrus, yes. That's what we were...
Miley Cyrus. Ronnie said it perfectly.
But here's the thing on that. Like, that sounds terrible for us to all sit here and want a 14... We're really tearing up the 14-year-olds. For us to want a 14-year-old to do that.
14-year-olds do Chicago and all that jazz.
Don't give a 14-year-old a Billie Jean song.
However, yes, exactly. The song says Billie Jean. It's talking about a kid that was just not the... Yeah, the lover is in the thing. So if you're going to do a song like that, she could have... Yeah, she definitely had to change the pace, and she didn't.
It was her best vocal performance. I will say that.
It was.
It was her best vocal performance. But, like, I could have just not seen her and been just as happy. Seeing her do it, it was just like... Oh, there's Drew.
Well, because everyone was waiting for... Okay, we were waiting for her to... Okay, I thought, you're sitting on the chair. Oh, good. Now she's going to do her fast version. Now she's going to get up. Now she's going to dance. Or don't dance. Because
we were all waiting for it.
But just something. Something. Like, anything. Emote. Like...
Anything. Have her lyrical
did
movement.
Did you see the little fake
whatever.
Dance I did around the thing?
I saw it.
There was no dirty...
Can we get a react?
There was no dirtiness about it, but she could have done
like
what I did.
Would you like to recreate that for us, Ronnie?
No. I don't know why I did it, but it was just a spontaneous thing. But yes, that's what she should have done. She should have copied what I did.
And I think...
It's not the moment anymore. It's not the moment. And I'm completely sober. No, I went over here and then I was like, I just did
the... We love the money that jingles, but we prefer the money that folds. Dig deep, ladies and gentlemen. On the North stage, we've got Ronnie Jr.
Ronnie.
What was that? Was that like Mortal Kombat? That was like Mortal Kombat.
Wait. Should I pretend that I'm Drew and you dance around me?
Yeah.
Do it. All right.
Don't move.
And now the interpretive dance.
Don't move.
Whoa. This is a family show.
Is that like a grandfather? What was that? That was like at a Jewish wedding or something.
I'm all mashugana.
Okay,
see, now I wish I would have had the wine that you guys had earlier.
Oh, man. Why are you going to be giving us away?
I mean, the wine that was...
After Buzzers.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone who has done an AfterBuzz show tonight has been juiced up on the wine here. We apologize. And Ronnie, you totally just got upstaged by Kat.
Oh, that always happens.
I could dig it.
Here.
I could dig it. She's Kat. I could dig it. I could dig it. Yes, I can dig it.
Okay, before we move on, and that was fantastic. We did a great show.
You know what? I don't want to watch that back. Most of the times I do.
I can't wait.
It was classic.
Whoa, okay.
Come on. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I want to watch you back.
Ronnie,
I don't want to watch me back.
I've been on the show for a year. Not just this show. Like, it is fun to let go and
you
dance.
You are right. That's why I did it. Because I was
Jesse?
Sitting next
Ronnie,
to you.
Ronnie, those are what make AfterBuzz
TV. Yes.
Boom.
Moment.
Possibly an AfterBuzz exclusive. What?
AfterBuzz moment.
You cannot be shy on this show.
You are right.
We had an announcement for you and everything.
I like it. I like it.
Hola, que tal? Bienvenido a AfterBuzz.
All right, y'all.
I'm plugged in. Let's go.
So now that I've actually made Ronnie realize that he cannot be shy, we're going to... I do want to say
one thing. You're
not always shy. No, you're not. But I want to say one thing about Drew and all the other judges, what they said about her. They said, you know, the same thing that we said. Like, you know, we wanted you to get up. We wanted you to do something else. And you know, I feel like... Simon Steele's like, whatever, this is her, this is who she is. And
yeah, he really
can you
backs
imagine
her.
Watching 2 hours of who she is? Ugh, right. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Just yeah. No, I know.
Maybe next week they'll have like an LMFAO week or something. They'll should be forced to dance or something.
I just think I they just, should just
I
should
do make, LMFAO I don't really acoustic. Know if I want her to dance.
No, I do. What I don't know.
You know it's going to be entertaining.
What I don't know is she's somebody some you way, love shape, or form so much. Is she a bottom two possibility? That's what I want to know.
No. Did you hear that crowd clapping?
Okay. I was just throwing it out there.
I don't want to hear that. No.
Wow. All right, Rachel.
Rachel Crowe.
I want her shoes. If somebody's watching and can give me her shoes, I want her shoes. I'm like a size 6. I'm sure we're around the same. I want her shoes.
They were hot. And by the way, who can dance? Rachel Crowe.
First time, though.
She had a little bounce. She had a little bounce.
Look. Can you do it?
Here we go.
Can you do the
Marcy. Everybody's going to dance.
She's got this like...
This
like,
is the dancing episode. Come on.
Look. She's got this little bounce thing. Like
and the face, too. She was... Yeah, with the hand... With the... Yeah.
It's hard to believe that her actually confidence is growing. And she's already uber confident to begin with.
She
I thought.
Was not confident.
It was, you don't think no, so? No. She like, she did. No. We noticed so. She did podium 3 times in a row, and then the first time she danced was bad. She was feeling the song. This was a great song too.
She was not confident in the song.
Okay, and this to disagree.
Today was way different. Yeah,
you could see it on her face.
No, I okay. Well,
can
going
we please
down the
say?
Stairs.
Can we give the audience like who what she was singing? Can you feel it? Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why did they pick that song?
I don't know. And don't kill me, Marcy.
Because Kat didn't know it.
I didn't know that song.
And I was like, you are fired.
I was fired twice tonight because that Diana, yes. like
Dirty
slut song.
Diana, yes.
This Diana slutty song. Oh, right, I had no right. idea.
I'm going to send her some Michael Jackson, folks.
Load up your iPod tonight.
I know my ABCs. No, I know. Okay, so keep on going. Let's talk about Rachel.
She just looked uncomfortable to me on stage.
I think we should call her Mini Bebe, like Mini Beyonce or something.
Mini
Bebe.
Bebe?
No.
Because you know what
well,
I thought
that's what
that
she's
was
going
baby
for.
Kids, which is
well,
I missed that one.
I like the fact that she got off that podium and she walked down the stairs like a woman. You know, I know she's only 14, but and then she's
old as hell though. She has like a 60-year-old in her. Yeah.
We call her Gertrude or right. Elsa or something. Yeah.
She took her criticism Elsa. Great, and she knew she did. You know, she got better as the song went on.
I thought
on.
She had potential with it, and then, yeah, it didn't go through. I mean,
do we have any caller in? Do people want to call
she
in?
She did
like,
answer
correctly,
because I think she's just been, like, almost like, seems like she's been media coach, because she's just on it. She's always got the right answer. She's just on it at all times.
She's been like that. I mean, I'm sure they've all had media coaching by now.
And at the end of the day, it's a competition where it's just such a long thing. Like, we can't, what we get the first week, because she's had it since the beginning, it's almost like to see it every week is hard, you know?
And after you see Astro throwing a fit, no one's going to throw an epic fit like that anymore.
True.
So, like,
Marcy, I have a question. Since you have experience with this. Now, media coaching. Like, do you really think that they abide by the media coaching?
If they want to.
Absolutely.
If
not only
want
do they
to,
have
I
media
mean,
coaching, but they have publicists. Mm-hmm. Individual publicists.
Right. Okay.
And, you know.
Which give you, like, hey, and, if this happens, is what you,
you
say.
Know, I don't know if this is true or not, or if they do it on their own, but I'm sure you know who your demographic is by now.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what you have to do for that demographic.
Yeah, well, Astro
and you make
to,
sure you
Astro
say
Astro
stuff
not.
That caters to the demographic. Like, when Drew's talking, I feel like when Drew's talking, she is fully aware. If she has a true natural opinion, she's not really saying it, but what she will always say is, I don't know, Simon, I'm just a girl that doesn't know what to do in this world, and I'm lost. Like,
that's her brand.
That's her brand.
Like, yeah,
yes.
She's so connected
yes,
to that. So
she's
yeah.
Taylor Swift. Like,
But if the question is legitimately something different, she's going to find a way to work in goofiness, awkward, social anxiety because
wait a second
I kind of disagree though
I feel like that's just her
yeah
I mean yeah well for you to get your brand or whatever it has to be you to begin with or else you'll really
you,
be screwed
but then you gotta kind of like I
it's a glorification
minute, I love Rachel I will say that she's from Colorado and I'm always gonna be on her side it was just it was an uncomfortable performance for me though.
You know how we always talk yeah. about Disney, she should be on Disney? Well, I heard it through the internet. I read it on the internet that they're actually working on a movie for her already.
Our geekoid.
Yeah, they're working on a movie about Rachel Crowe already.
Yeah, she's going to be fine.
Yeah. A Disney movie about Rachel
Crowe
already.
She's totally going to be fine.
Oh, about like her actual
yeah, about her life.
Drug parent story? Really?
Yeah,
the new Miley Cyrus show, the new Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And she too can smoke pot when she's 17.
All right. Great.
L.A. Reid did not like it. Didn't he said I personally felt like you weren't connected. So I was shocked by his heavy critique.
I completely felt the same way.
But I feel like they all give her this like extra little comfort and care. Oh, Pumpkin,
because
we love you.
She's
but
like, look at her little face.
No, see, I disagree. Like, it's strategy. It's strategy.
She doesn't even look for it.
Strategy of who?
But because it is a competition between the judges as well.
Oh, there was a point where everyone was like, it didn't matter who the performer was, they were going to go against Simon.
Right.
So it seemed like.
So they're trying to knock him out, and that's why, you know, like LA didn't like it. I know you guys didn't think it was the strongest, but I think it's just a ploy. It's just they're trying to get one of Simon's people out because he's got three. He's got everyone there still.
Right.
Well, he has the best talent. He's not an idiot.
Simon has the most people on the show right now. Who cares? He knows it. He knows he's a diva, and everyone loves Simon. This is his show.
And that's why he has the divas.
Yes. And that's why he has the 14. Because his idea was X Factor is going to start at age 14 and up.
Yeah.
No other show's done this, and I think it's brilliant. And you know, go Simon. You know, and granted, I love the side of him because I think he's got this daddy side. He might be popping out one pretty soon with his old girlfriend or wife. I don't know.
I don't think he has a daddy side at all.
I do. I love it.
Oh, he's a softie. I've heard he's super nice.
We got an exclusive. Okay, next. I wrote Best of the night. PYT by Marcus Cantu.
Mm-hmm. You can't, okay.
Okay.
L.A. Reid. L.A. Reid's boy.
My favorite comment from any of the judges. Paula was like, I loved your perspiration.
No, she did not.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We rewound it twice because we saw the performance twice.
Yeah.
We've never done that for any performance. Yeah, it was fun to watch.
It was so good. He was fantastic. Well, I wanted to love him. PYT, pretty young.
Woo! Fantastic.
Marcus, listen, we got a little love connection right here.
Another one. We got another dancer over another here. You better get up.
I'm not dancing.
Yes, you are.
That's what I said. And I have no rhythm.
By the way, Marcy,
you're an actual singer
on my show. I'm the host.
I'm the dancer.
Oh, gosh.
You better get your little stuff up.
This is my jam.
Yes.
Oh.
We are trying here, though. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I am not dancing.
You can sing.
I will dance with you. I will go out there with you.
The one, the only, Marcia Smith. Let it come from, baby. And won't you take me there? Gotta move, baby.
Tenderoni, you got to be. That voice. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Marcy Smith.
Here we go. Oh, we're having so much fun in the studio tonight.
Oh, yes.
What's in this water? After Buzz, baby. Here let's goes. Go. I'm
green tea, my ass. You.
PYT,
pretty young
thing. You'll need some loving. Oh. PLC, turn the love and care.
And I'll take it there. Oh, okay, really?
PYT.
Anyway, so he broke it down on the stage tonight, like we are trying to do in the studio right now.
We are not trying, we are owning it. No.
Listen, it's getting hot up
in the studio today.
All these lights and
this is what Kat Bayless brings out of people.
Like, you just,
I don't think anyone I've ever sat next to has drawn that out of me, but okay, thank you.
Get it. You're having so much fun.
Oh my God, good.
But, you know, this is our little Usher, you know? I feel
it started with Usher.
It had the background Usher music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It had the Baby Tonight song, yeah. And I like the way even before that even kicked in, he had the little hand clap part before it was more like...
Oh, yeah, the...
Loved that. Yes, it was so huge for me. And then, it started.
Ronnie, egg her on, please, so she can sing some more.
I will.
I'm serious.
I loved this performance. I am a complete fan of this dude now.
By the way, not to change the subject completely, but Marcy is singing on Monday night. It's her birthday.
Right.
And she's singing on, tell them.
What are you singing on?
9 o'clock at,
at
17 what?
1714 Vermont. Show up bar.
Woo! Show up, y'all. It's going to be a fun night.
We'll all be there. Dancing.
Remember, Los Angeles, California.
With cups of water.
There's going to be a guy that showed up. I'll came from Cleveland.
Water.
But you didn't say what city.
Los
but yeah, this was...
incredible, yes.
And the dancers were great, and everything was just a la. It was in his favor.
It was so in his favor.
It was.
His dancers were on super.
Oh my god!
Yeah, we thought the girls from the beginning were sexy. The what you call them, the Josh Kradzik.
These girls smashed them.
And those girls more like you said they were wearing. The night after kind of do.
How long
these girls just the way they danced, just the way they commanded attention. He was killing
it. It was so perfect.
He was doing the what do you call it? The shaved armpits finally or whatever. So he's ready.
You picked that up.
Oh my god.
That's what Marcy noticed.
Oh my god, me too. Yo, it was like it was like a close up of his armpit.
It is weird.
Bam!
I was like, no, no, your guy. You can have a little. Oh my god.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Well, here's the thing, because I'm a dancer and I've grown up with a lot of dancers and men do. Someone's calling. Oh, and a lot of men do show, right? Show their armpits. Hold on, I'll be right back. Y'all keep on going.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's the producer of the show. I'm gonna go get this.
All right, then. What show? We violated some situations.
What kind of show the host leaves in the middle of the show? What are we on AfterBuzz TV, guys?
What did we say wrong?
That's two AfterBuzz moments.
No, honestly, what I did like about the performance, though, you guys, it was a song that we liked the original so much. Like, all three of us love the original. And when you have a song switched up so much, I feel like you kind of lose it sometimes. But this was the fair assessment of the original, which we just sang.
But here's the thing. I'm going to trip you guys out. I actually agreed with Simon to a point. The weakest part of the song was the vocals. If you listen to it, there was a part where
he was dancing around in background.
I know.
There's no possible way for you to have an amazing, perfect vocal and be moving that much. If you want to sit in a chair,
what I love was he hit the beats too. Like, and I'm talking when I say the beats, like he hit the right moments. I mean, from the head turn to the look to everything was really.
Weed Watchman concert.
It is really hard to perform, but
go into it saying, oh my god, I'm looking for the best vocal, you know, maybe that's Melanie, but just like to go with it, and especially for him to be looked at as, is he Usher, is he better than Usher, whatever, it's like it was,
this was
the one where you were like, oh man, like hands down, you're doing it, like that's another YouTube clip that I'm dying to see the numbers on, because he probably is probably going all around the net right now,
and you notice they're becoming like a much more polished, like we all, like I think was it you or Kat that's he's getting all strong. Oh, look at his muscles.
That was Kat.
Yeah. Like they're
because we are talking about that. Rachel, she's, you know, dropped some pounds. Him, yeah, in the shoulders. Like everyone's looking more camera ready. So that's actually what I like about the show is, you know, you do see them get closer to, you know, the way that they should be or they're going to end it. Like Carrie Underwood, remember when she did the American Idol originally?
Lost all kinds of weight.
And now she's like perfect looking. I mean,
beautiful.
She's got some sticks, dude. Oh my God, the legs are insane on that woman. That's right.
Okay, so Chris.
Oh yeah, so this is the next one. That was the sleeper. It was the sleeper, and it was the one I had like no notes for.
Well, for Chris, really.
How do you have no notes?
You know what? You had the best comment. You had the best comment before he even came on. Marcy said, I got to say it. He's getting all the AA votes. That's so bad.
Oh,
because we're like, what's keeping him?
I can't believe you said that in public.
What? It's true. You know what? Okay, actually, you know, you did. I said it. I'm the one
who's saying, I'll be there. Yeah.
Thank you so much for moving on.
No.
Wait, though. My favorite thing was, my pen just fell. That's all right.
What a great song.
Paula said
something. What a great song to sing to them.
I'll be there. Oh. I'm getting off that topic. It's just so PC.
Okay.
we can just do this.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
These guys, JC Rubio, the everyday man at Twitter. That's right. I just blew myself up. Hate mail, send it to me.
So, you know, like, Paula was like, you know, you just bring the spirit of this song alive and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, I just wish he was with us in spirit. He needs to go home.
He's going to.
He needs to be at the house.
We've been saying that for weeks, and it's not happening.
Two people are leaving this week, and there's no
way. Two more people are leaving?
Yes. Yeah. It's down to five.
This is not a maybe thing. This is like, I got to shave my head if it doesn't happen.
Do you want to do like a gentleman's bet?
Yeah,
I mean, that's a gentleman's bet. Why not?
I guess so. I have nothing to lose.
Yeah, why not? I was just.
But no, you know he's going home. Like, you know, there's no way he's not. I mean, they're cutting not one person, they're cutting two.
Right.
So he's going.
I mean, regardless of his story, I just think he's just not as talented as the other people.
He wasn't
even.
And
that's my problem. It's like, stop voting for him already.
I don't even think the judges liked him, really.
He's just not that talented.
Everyone's tired of the charade of, like, you know, it's nice.
You know, if they want him to do his own thing, vote him off, let him do his own thing. Y'all can buy his album.
And as far as compassion, what you're talking about, oh, you know, people are afraid for him to go away because then, oh, he'll get back on drugs. It's kind of like what you said about Stacey. I wanted Stacey to continue, but you were like, no, she better leave now because she's going to get more and more crazy.
Yeah.
So it does the artist a favor.
It is so true.
To keep them in their reality of where they're at versus, like, you know, string them along.
And that doesn't mean, like, he's going to get voted
off. He seems like a good kid,
though. He wasn't even in the bottom three last week. Come on.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know how that was possible.
He wasn't even in the bottom three last week, so how is he going to be in the bottom two? Oh, Chris Renee. True. He wasn't even. Yeah, so.
Oh, I missed that.
We've got a visitor. Can we have a ding dong?
Who is it?
Sorry to interrupt, boys, but I want a big announcement.
Do you have news?
I have big news.
Uh-oh.
Big news. I'm sorry. I don't know where y'all are right now. Talking about
Chris Renee.
Chris, oh, whatever. No. We don't talk about him. He's gone anyway. So, big announcement. I just found out from our producer, Kevin Undergaro, that there is going to be a huge Christmas party for all of us After Buzz host and co-host on December the 9th.
Woohoo!
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. And we're actually, there's going to be new people that are coming on as hosts, and we're all going to have this, like, huge bash, and it's going to be here at the studios, and excited. And Phil Spivak is coming here to announce.
Is he making an announcement?
For the sake of the world, it's a holiday party. Holiday. Not a Christmas party. Holiday
oh,
party.
Oh, gotcha.
Christmas. He's jacking it all up from the South. For go. Everybody else, it's a holiday party.
Holiday
I'm
season.
Sorry, Phil, and I'm sorry for all you Hanukkah lovers, but I just...
Hanukkah.
What about...
Like,
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
And what about... What else?
What's the other one? There's another one. Aren't we?
Whatever.
What about the atheists, damn it?
I'm Christmas excited. Kwanzaa. I'm excited to put the trees and the stars and the, what does Kwanzaa have?
The dreidel.
Fruit.
That
black people. I don't know.
The dreidel.
I don't celebrate that.
Anyway, it is going to be so much. Because, by the way, I mean, for all of you out there, we had just a random first time big party about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Which I missed. And y'all need to stop having these parties on Fridays so other people can come.
It came out. Everyone came out of the woodworks. And everyone has a dance move of their own.
Kat and I can actually check out pictures on our Facebook.
Yes,
on the fan page.
Yep.
Nice. Kat and I, we had a dance off. We had the Madonna interpretive dance to Like a Prayer.
You and I were like,
oh my God.
All I know is I ran and followed Kat wherever she was going. I mean, it was like, it was very like, what the heck, you know? It was very wild. Yeah, that's for sure.
Wow.
Vodka.
Oh my God.
I was at work. I missed it all.
We're going to get you there for the next one.
I feel like the next one's probably going to be videotaped and then,
the 9th is a Saturday, right?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
And the music's going to be even more amazing.
Don't be on the turntable.
But, I mean, if you thought last one was bigger, this is going to be epic.
Epic.
He's bringing it.
And we had the party on 11-11-11.
That's
so
right.
So now it has to be like ending 2011.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be.
I think Kat's song should be. Shorty had them apple bottom jeans, them boots with the fur, the fur. The whole club was looking at her.
Everyone has to dance here.
Oh, she hit the flow. She hit the flow.
And I'm done.
Okay. Woo, I think I'm getting a little red up in here.
It's only getting started.
A little blush.
What's going on in the studio?
Oh!
Hey!
I'm not getting up there. Oh, hell no.
No. You started it, Marcy. Come on.
No, you have to. Come on, go. Ladies, go. Get it. Get it.
We need a booty cam right now.
Oh!
There's Marcy.
I need some dollar bills, yo.
Just do it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Ronnie, we need to make it rain. Let's make it rain.
I know. I wish.
Let's make that shit rain, guys. Y'all need to be calling in. Seriously. This is golden age of internet TV right here, folks.
The beginning of what you're going to see in 2012.
My favorite part about that was like, I was doing the Kat style, and then Marcy goes, what the hell is that?
Wow.
It's a Sag in me. I'm sorry.
You have to understand that we've dubbed the part in front of the AfterBuzz stage the catwalk.
Yeah.
Oh, American nice. Idol. Oh, yeah. Our American Idol after show has dubbed that the catwalk.
The catwalk. The cat.
So you used to do this getting up thing all the time. This is the first. This is kind of a new thing.
We've had choreography.
Yeah, this is the first for me.
Like, choreography.
I kind of like it. Yeah. This is like better entertainment than the
I get my exercise and the host thing. It's great.
Like for all of you who actually watched American Idol, like after Buzz season.
Look at your eyes are all open up wide. Like, she's so into this conversation. Go ahead.
Yes, it's so exciting. Like literally I had Ashanti and Troy and all these other, Michelle and Melissa. And they're like, oh, Kat, well, why don't you go out and do the catwalk? Because, you know, in American Idol, all the performers had to get up and walk and do the catwalk. I was like, oh, please, we can all do that better than them. And they go, why don't you go show them, Kat? And I was like, oh, really? And then I did it, and Ashanti just turned me down. He's like, you can do better than that. I was like, well, that was my catwalk, though. Yeah, right. No. No, Marcy and I will show up next week and we'll do the Marcy and Kat show.
With tassels.
With tassels.
I don't have any tassels. I got some handcuffs.
I'll buy you tassels.
I got furry handcuffs. I got pink furry handcuffs.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul.
No tassels.
Are we done with Chris today or what?
We definitely.
I think we've been done with him.
I think he's going. Let's go into our seventh guy.
Person,
night,
girl,
seven, girl,
seven, seventh performer.
There's nothing guy about amazing. Melanie. Excuse me, no.
Okay, let me just. Okay, I won't say it.
Say it.
No, I'm not gonna say it.
Oh, you got to.
I can't.
You want me to say
the
it?
The pink elephant.
Yeah, because I think I probably know what you're gonna say.
You know what I'm saying?
Transformation.
Transformation.
Melanie.
That's not rude,
is
though.
The homeliest looking chick in
ever.
Her package.
Maria Alonso. Mm-hmm.
Ever. Like nothing's happening for her. I'm not like ooh. Not double look. Nothing.
She's rocking the fitted hat and the gigantic t-shirt. Yeah.
On stage, and she looks. Phenomenal every time.
Did
whoever
she have
her stylist, makeup, hair person is, I want them.
Did she have an extra special confident walk this time though? I don't know, like the way that the stage was set up and the lights were like
her production
pounding
was
on.
Amazing. Like she could not tank.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that she's like this voluptuous young girl.
Oh, yeah.
And she works
her
it.
Outfits
and
tell me are more. Amazing.
What were they? She had tassels.
I don't know.
Tassels.
Her whole outfit was just
the word of the day
jacket
is tassels.
From the bow day.
The jacket. I didn't.
You didn't see it from the jacket. Yeah.
I just saw the jacket.
Well, there was something. Well, I was looking at the legs. So I'm like.
Kat saw the bootay.
I saw the legs because I was like, ooh, yeah. That's nice.
Oh, she did have those like studded
something.
Things
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. Anyway, I think they're partial to her. And I think that Simon goes.
Well, you know, now that she got the. Accent and everything, like
yeah, it's a story. It
came out of
okay.
Any, no
raise way. Your hand if you want to tell the story because I think I don't want to tell the story. Who wants to tell?
I already
it?
Told the bad story. Don't point to me, Jesus Christ.
You know, Kat, you know what you're talking about.
Me? Okay. First of all, this is the first
help
time I've ever heard
you.
It because I missed that episode or something. So all of a sudden she's like. I can't even do that accent because all I can do is Southern. And
no,
she
but
starts,
you got to do it.
Like,
I'm just still proud of my country, man.
She sounded like
from,
this. She sounded
Virgin
like she
Islands,
was like,
right?
Yeah. She sounded like she was from Miami at first. And then she, all of a sudden she's like, this is her. This is Native America. I am not from America. I am from the Virgin Islands.
That was fantastic.
I'm from the Virgin Islands.
Again.
The Virgin Islands.
Last week I was me
is,
for the
man.
First time.
That was good. See, I can't do
yeah, man. There you go.
Last week I was me for the first time on the X Factor.
But he sounds Irish. What the hell?
You know, it's like a
it's
red stripe beer.
It started off good and then
hooray for beer.
Oh, what's so, in your glass?
So she has abandoned the regular
sudden,
accent or what's happening?
She's Rihanna.
Yeah, she,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
She does
that's,
sound like Rihanna.
That's who
she sounds
me
like
of
she's
Rihanna.
From Barbados. Yes, definitely.
I'm slightly annoyed about that. I'm just like, seriously? Did your publicist tell you? Just come on. Everybody wants to hear the accent.
Okay.
So is she gonna go back and forth or what's
no.
gonna happen?
No,
she's nah. unveiled. She is
nah, she's from Oh, not Barbados.
She's
but,
from the U.S. Virgin Islands.
From no?
the Virgin Islands.
See, me neither. I'm yeah. not even going to try.
Like, have you ever heard anybody do that? Like,
what?
Go back and forth and speak
well,
both?
My family's Belizean, which is why I can fall up into that man. And stuff like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, my God.
So,
dude,
like,
that's some more Marcy. That's yeah. so cool.
No, that is not how I talk.
I love
so,
it.
So, you know, like, I either get super made fun of for talking like white girl, because I'm from Colorado. And
yeah.
most of my family
Colorado.
Lives.
I know, the way she's in Colorado,
oh
you sold that aspect.
Totally, oh my God. And then, you know, and most of my family's from New York. So, literally, they call me white girl. And then, you know, if I'm in Belize and I'm not trying to,
by
like,
the way, y'all,
the
if you're not actually
yeah,
watching us.
Belize, really?
Marcy's like. Yeah.
For all of you out
yeah,
there.
That are not.
If you haven't actually seen me.
Yeah. And
I'm
for all of you that think
black
that
girl.
I am black. I'm white.
Yeah, Kat,
no. She is white as hell.
And then we've got our two lucky nose, right?
We've got this
ethnically ambiguous, I prefer to say.
Ethnically ambiguous. What is your
But you're mixed with so many different things,
yeah.
though, right?
I'm actually, like, I'm actually part black.
I was going to say, if I said you're black, you'd say yes.
Yeah, I'm actually...
we don't claim
you. Irish.
Yeah, part black.
I'm all, we don't claim
That's why they're so pretty.
Yeah, black, Colombian, Guatemalan, Italian.
Colombian, Guatemalan.
And actually, whenever...
Italian.
And I talk to people like... And they say I'm like Maori, people from like New Zealand.
Do you
Zealand.
Speak all of those languages?
Really?
Yeah. No, Spanish.
Only Spanish.
Yeah, okay. But what else would I, Italian I can, you know.
You speak Spanish too, Ronnie, don't you?
Not very much.
Really?
What are you?
Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Got a little Irish.
Grandmother's
side.
Little,
that was an Irish.
That, I know, my accent that just switched up.
Delicious.
That British Virgin Island Irish accent.
Yeah, that's something, yeah.
I think I have a little bit Irish in me, too. Oh.
Jesse, where are you?
We're connecting right now.
I'm leaving that one alone.
Greek.
You're leaving that one alone?
Griego, huh?
I said I'm Greek.
Oh, you're Greek. Okay, cool beans. You sound black as hell on the phone. Mia had you on speakerphone. I was like,
that's just where I grew up.
He was like, yo, girl, what you doing?
Yeah. See, and the funny thing is, like, earlier today you said some things and I thought you had, like, Canadian because you said, like, a boat.
Yeah, it's because I'm from Massachusetts. And New York. Mm-mm. Mixed together. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And he says wicked.
I say wicked cool all the time because I used to live in Massachusetts.
That's where you got, yep.
Wow, we're learning so much about each other. It's more like this is like the Oprah After Buzz show on X Factor.
It needs to happen because our show was only an hour and a half. Woohoo!
We're going to be running up on.
Yeah. No, shut up, Jesse. We're at the end now. But anybody want to add a little something about Melanie?
Nicole, stop
talking,
saying ridiculous things. Just be beautiful. If you don't know what to say, say nothing at all. It's in your favor. This girl said, oh my God, Melanie, your song, that performance, it could save a small country.
That's right.
Seriously?
Will she come back next season? I mean,
stop it.
Is like Kelly Rowland going to replace her? Like, what's going to happen?
You heard that?
Really?
Did you hear about that rumor?
Sort of. I mean,
yeah,
and everyone loves Kelly Rowland, so
Nicole,
there you go.
I don't want you to think I'm a hater.
Kelly Rowland's going on tour next year.
Yeah.
So she's dropping out of the UK one.
Kelly Rowland, where's she been? Is she had a single
X Factor UK?
She's on
got
X Factor UK.
Motivation song.
Okay, Kat.
Sort of bananas.
Let me be
that was like a winner with that one. Jeez, yeah.
Nice.
I didn't like that much.
Wait, did you just sing that?
Yeah. I don't like it.
I thought that was Jesse running that. I swear to God. I was like
the audio?
I was going to say. Thank you.
I swear, we're not
pumping your show.
I'm not trying to flatter you. I'm just speaking the truth.
I will take all the flattery you want to give. So
I was seriously going to tell him. I was like, damn, that was fast. And that was you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch you.
Monday.
She's amazing.
I love singers.
I'll be there after our
Marcy's four. Marcy's got a voice.
They're going to have to separate
I'll
us.
I'll be there after our four-hour sing-off after show.
4 hours.
I think I might have to join y'all's sing-off show.
Come this Monday.
Come to my birthday.
Sorry, birthday.
I actually want to go.
I'm not talking about the 5th. I'm talking about the next week.
Okay. That's fine. Any other week is fine.
Yeah. This is like designated for Marcy.
Right. Designating Marcy night because we finally got her up to dance, thank God.
No, everyone apparently danced at some point on this show.
Oh, wait.
No, JC.
You didn't see JC doing the little booty drop?
You know, don't worry. I'll break it down, but maybe next time.
I'm going to have to go watch our own show tonight. Anyway, whatever.
And you sometimes miss people dancing because you missed a whole flip. You missed Marcus Canty.
Yeah.
Who misses an entire flip? Like, you just.
Like, I did not see that, y'all.
Can I please give myself some credit here? I was taking
notes. You were taking some diligent notes.
And I was writing H.
Y'all, she was not taking notes. She was drinking water.
I was not. Water. I was writing, y'all.
Water.
I have to keep the show
Colorado.
On the flow. I'm from Mississippi, girl. Can you spell it as fast as I can? I don't think so.
Let's do it. Okay.
Ready?
I got you, Holmes.
Do you know how I say Mississippi?
Mm.
I take out two of the S's.
She said short.
And I still said it.
Mississippi.
Bless you.
I'm going to jump that table, boy.
Okay, let's bring it on.
We are so off.
No, do you know what?
Please return it. I think the entire studio is going to explode. If the real world didn't make it explode.
I gotta say something about tonight's show.
It's going to vote off. Who are we voting on?
Christopher Renee.
Chris Renee, but who's the second? We're all in agreement that it's going to be Chris Renee, but who else? Because there's two people coming out.
I know.
You know what?
Josh.
And now, I'm going to say Rachel's going to be in the bottom. I don't want her to be, but I feel like she might be.
Nope. Not for me.
So you think Rachel and Chris.
Well,
I love you, Rachel.
If people are hating Astro, he could have a bottom two. He can go back because of what you said. And you were very passionate
Astro
about it.
Astro is America's Kanye, and as much as you like to hate him, you will secretly vote for him, just like they secretly buy all his stuff, and he is the number one album all the time.
I just feel that, oh my God.
I'm just saying.
You convinced me with your passion on your face. Jesus was like...
Seriously, who buys hip-hop records? Who buys them? Middle American white teenage boys.
With soccer mom,
and girls.
Van, driving, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Them soccer moms, they all listen. Did you see Suburgatory? Does anybody watch that?
Oh, I've seen a couple episodes. It's ridiculous.
They're in the car listening to, like, Wheezy.
It's a nutty show.
Nice.
Who do you think was the artist that kind of made that a thing? I feel like Nelly was the artist that made that whole thing.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, it made it like...
What was the Nelly
song? I remember because I was working at a pop station at that time. It was around 2000. Yeah, 2003, 2004, and you started hearing, like, in L.A., it was Kiss FM, you started hearing, like, rap songs. They weren't exactly like...
What song was it that he did? Was it Nelly? Was it, I mean, technically, if you really want to go back, was really Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Miami
Fresh Prince,
and all
for
that.
Sure.
Fresh Prince. Just don't understand.
Yeah, but even, seriously. You know what, what made it, like,
on a massive
white
level.
Red? Men in Black.
Here come the men in black.
That was the song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was the parents just don't understand, though, because, like, especially with the younger
that
people.
That was the genesis
on... That wasn't on that level, though, as far as for America. But
I lived in Colorado, and everyone knew that song.
I lived
in
New Mexico,
same thing.
And I was
the only black person in my school. Like, and I was the only black person in my school, and everyone knew that song. Yeah. Everyone had it. Like,
it's true.
And then he had his little show. Mm. It was a rap.
Yeah.
It was like, a rap.
But if you listen,
were you listening to their music in Mississippi?
If you actually listen to rappers' music, their lyrics are amazing.
Which one?
Yeah.
Their lyrics are amazing. And if you actually listen to it, like, that's how people get hooked on it, actually. It's not because they're trying to be cool or whatever. They actually relate to what they're saying.
But here's Tim, sometimes I don't understand.
Who do you like rap wise? Do you have a favorite or
no?
Not at all.
No.
Kanye.
She said, "No."
You probably would like Kanye's stuff, honestly. Yeah.
No, I
or Jay Z. She'd probably like Jay Z.
If I sat there I'm a country girl. Y'all know that, and I love my country music because I feel the lyrics. I love the lyrics. You know,
I'm gonna send you some rap music too. I'm gonna do you
some
favors. Your iPod's gonna be hooked up by Mars.
I can't wait to hear some rap music, and I can't wait for Astro to still be in the competition to the end because the people are gonna vote for him.
Oh, so he's going to the end.
He's gonna be close.
I feel like he just doesn't deserve to go to the end, you know, because
his stage performance tonight was better than Rachel's.
Amazing. I'm not lying. Like, Astro's amazing and he's gonna go far. It doesn't matter.
It's in it because she's been a favorite from the beginning.
Marcus and Melanie.
I'm gonna say bottom two. I picked the second.
Sick.
It's gonna be Chris Renee and unfortunately, I think it's going to be Astro again. We love him, but I just for some reason America doesn't. He was in the bottom two weeks ago, and he had a great performance.
Again, you have to look at who's voting.
Yeah, but it happened 2 weeks ago, so who's not to say it's going to happen again? Now that we're whittling down, now that we're down to seven, going to five.
But you know what? But now he has all those.
He messed up. They kept him in. They're going to keep him in now.
Yeah.
Because they feel
what are you saying?
Well, because if 2 weeks ago he had a great performance, he was in the bottom two.
But see, now he's like the misfit. So all the misfits
you think
America's
going to remember that?
Are voting for him.
Oh, yeah.
You think they'll remember?
Yes. And all those misfits are like,
it don't matter if you're black or white.
We understand where he was coming from. And yes, we're going to vote for him.
You don't think Drew gets the misfit vote?
Yeah.
She sure does aim towards them.
She's awkward.
Even the misfits think she's a misfit.
I think Drew gets the mom and the little girl vote.
And that's more.
I don't think she gets the misfit vote.
She gets like sensitive people. Yeah.
I don't think she gets the misfit vote.
Well, I don't know what
that
is.
See, I think the mom vote goes to Rachel.
Because
my mom is like, mom, I'm like, mom, why do you?
My mom
you made a sign. You're sitting in your kitchen.
My mom was like,
no one can see that.
Baby, you need to send us that link for your show. But you know, you vote, right? So you need to make sure you're voting for Rachel every time.
Who said this? Oh, your mom.
Yes.
That should tell you right there.
Okay, if you were a mother and you had a child that was that cute and that good and that picture that they put up every single time before she sings with that little.
Sure. Her face like this.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, like,
she's
love
adorable.
Her. She's, and like that smile that just generates and it makes you tingle.
And she has such a good attitude. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know.
And so does Drew, though.
Let me
Drew
get on my little soapbox.
Attitude.
That's what's wrong with America.
I don't know if I could go with personality. Personality wise, media training wise, and all that. I'd still think, Rachel smashes on Drew. Yeah.
Smashes everyone.
Like I'm a lot, actually.
That's what's wrong with America right now is we have kids like Astro who are still being successful. and their little asses.
And to be honest,
all the kids think they can act like
to
that.
To be honest, and Marcus Canty does not have.
He's got a great attitude too.
He's got a great attitude, but if we're going to talk about like the charisma, he could still step that. I feel like he has room to step that up. I don't want him to be cocky or anything.
I love that cocky.
I'm talking about like I always get very intrigued on the people that can conduct a great interview post like this type of thing. You know, they go on these.
He needs that Phil Lomax charisma.
He's right there.
I'm huge into media training. Like that's like one of
yes, and you're right, Ronnie, because. The thing is, he needs some spice in his life. What is there about Marcus?
He's just personality. He's a preacher's kid.
Thank you. I don't know
anything about it except the fact that he can like dance like Usher.
When you talk about media training, what you're supposed to do, in my opinion, is you are trying to find when conversations come to you, you find ways to get those nuggets out that you're the message you're trying to put out there. He did one with his mom last week. The Boys to Men song, which has got so much passion, and I felt like it was just so.
He doesn't know who he is yet.
But it's like I love my mom. The whole thing, and it was great. And I was actually watching that with my mom. It was like right before Thanksgiving, and we were watching it, and I was like, "Mom, I'm gonna tell you right now. Had that been me, if I had a singing ability, I would be given way more like you know nuggets as far as like what because they were asking how important it is, your mom. Your mom, I would have been crying because I love my mom.
But
Adina,
his only identity is that. He doesn't know anything.
I hope she's listening right now.
She is a fantastic human being. That's right. Awesome. Mama Dina.
We love her. Mama.
Incredible person, I'm telling you.
Poor mama.
We
bless you for dealing with all of this.
I know. We're really not that crazy.
Ronnie Senior, he's got some work to do, but Mama Dina, she's on point. She's definitely on point. She knows it.
You know, one thing about I was gonna say, tonight's show I thought was the most entertaining show we've seen.
Way. Totally, I agree.
It was fun, yeah.
Not like drama-wise, but I think just performance-wise, it was the most just overall entertaining.
Well, as your host, Kat Bayless.
No, I wasn't talking about that.
I want to say that it shows in the studio because all of us are very energized and just like, it was fun.
That's true.
It was fun and we could talk about it and we're excited, but we've been in here other nights. We've always been good, but no.
We're like super fantastic tonight.
But no, it's like.
I'm self-deprecating.
Like, it's a
super
better.
Wicked cool.
Yeah.
Right, Jesse?
Wicked after buzz cool, you know?
Fun.
Jesse's like, when are we finishing, please?
Please. We're finishing right
now. I know
our clock like stopped moving.
We did say we were going to go
out?
Quickly.
We've all said who's out, let's see.
We did.
Chris, maybe Josh get a bottom two.
We need two.
Chris and Josh, it might be.
Which will be sad.
And you said Rachel. Right?
No.
I said Rachel.
You said Rachel and you said...
I said Astro.
I was going to ask you guys one last thing as we are wrapping up, though. Was there a song that didn't get performed that you kind of wanted to? I thought somebody would have been... I was going to say Human Nature. I wouldn't want anyone to do it, but...
The Way You Make Me Feel?
Yeah, I would have wanted...
You thought Marcus Canty... Didn't you think Marcus Canty
I could go on
that?
And on. I freaking love Marcus Canty.
I didn't think Marcus was going to do it, but I just felt like somebody would better do Human Nature, and I didn't want it to be like Drew. I knew for sure. I was like, it can't be Drew.
No.
Thriller.
You don't touch that. I would have been okay with no.
You
can't touch it because they had the dancers to back you up here.
Marcus Canty. This is what I needed from Marcus Canty. I needed with home with the outside video, homegirl in the really tight dress who actually hates Michael. I needed him to, even though he did so good. I needed him to perform The Way You Make Me Feel. Yeah. He would have rocked that one.
You were saying that. That's what I think it would have been.
Guaranteed. Yeah. But he did so good, though. He did so good.
Well,
can they do Michael Jackson again next week?
He should have got two songs.
Maybe
somebody had a duet and they should have did Scream.
I thought Scream.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
There's just too many, and it would have cost another million, so they couldn't do it all.
I know, right?
No.
Because you know Catherine was sitting there going, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Every time.
I know, that's why Steve was like, you love this show. And she's
and the
like,
kids were
I
in.
Love this
I love
show.
It. And they're not talking about Catherine Bayless. They're talking about Catherine Jackson.
You mean there's two?
I'm Catherine.
There's two Catherines in the world? What?
Yeah.
Shock.
Now, Kat's my little fun name, Catherine. Y'all.
Hey.
Okay.
What is this?
What?
Thriller.
Oh, you know what? We should all do Thriller on the way out. There we go.
Oh, we will. So, y'all, that's a wrap as we do the Thriller. Thank you for listening to AfterBuzz. This is the top 7. We're going to dwindle it down to the top 5 tomorrow. So everybody tune into AfterBuzz next week to find out who went home and who performs. Okay? We love y'all.
We love you.
Bye, Marcy and JC and Ronnie and Jesse and Phil and Buzz, our mascot.
And we love you, Michael.
and the lovely Jesse. We love you, Maria and Kevin. Have fun down in Florida at the Disney Parade. They're down there doing the parade for Disney. And
good for them.
Oh, I know, the Christmas Parade. I know, good for them. So, kind of jealous over here because we're stuck in L.A.
And it's cold now.
I know, it's like 60 miles. Oh,
yeah, yeah, it's, like it's 70 degrees. It's freezing in L.A. Yes. God.
Signing off.
Bye.
Bye.
See you guys. Producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.